Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. If your travels were to take you today to 327 Aliso Street, Los Angeles, you'd find the headquarters of the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. What goes on there now is a far cry from what went on there in the late 1800s. In 1996, archaeologists investigating the site prior to construction of the headquarters encountered the remains of a bordello. Many of the artifacts were recovered from a six-seat outhouse used by pimps, johns, and prostitutes. They found broken table settings, tumblers and stemware, beer, whiskey, and champagne bottles. Remarkable quantities and varieties of beauty creams were also recovered, along with bottles of exotic perfumes from Paris and New York. Supposed cures for venereal disease, contraceptives, and pain-numbing tinctures of opium and morphine were abundant. The most common medication was Shiloh's consumption cure. A morphine, alcohol, ginger, peppermint, chloroform, and hydrocyanic acid concoction purporting to cure most any physical ailment. This discovery aligns with late 1880s Los Angeles history, when an economic boom resulted in an upsurge in new arrivals, including prostitutes. The Aliso Street Bordello was situated next to the railroad station and catered to travelers. Until about 1910, prostitution was accepted by most city leaders, as long as it was situated in red light districts and didn't enter the so-called good part of town. Makes you wonder what stories lie beneath the earth where you live or work. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities. We're on the web at humanexperience.unm.edu.